This past Sunday morning, Brent's Been Oh Parables was about salt. Complimenting it, I spoke about Jesus empowering his disciples to be witnesses. Then in the comments of YouTube, Glenn Robitaille noticed that Eugene Peterson did a great job of translating Matthew 5:13-16 in the message. Today, we're going to continue with that theme by reading this passage and considering these things together in today's episode of the Covenant Weekly Podcast, episode 20, Flavor and Color. Matthew writes a lengthy passage recording several of Jesus' teachings together in a section that we commonly call the Sermon on the Mount. Early in that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus describes the role of godly people in the world. Now, here is how Eugene Peterson translates and brings to life the words of Jesus. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Peterson does a great job of bringing these images to life for us as we think about how we are invited to live in the world. Consider the idea of being salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors on earth. This is, at its best, what salt does. It enhances the flavor that's already there. If something is oversalted, it actually becomes unappetizing. Built into this image is the idea that God is already present and active in the world. As salt, we highlight and enhance the good flavor. Too much salt doesn't work. When salt becomes all that's tasted, well, it is no longer appetizing. It obscures the good flavor of the actual food. Built into this image is a challenge for us to be active and alive in the world so as to highlight the God flavor that is already present and to help people taste it. But we're to do so without it becoming about us. This reminds us that this whole thing isn't about getting people to come to church or thinking well of us. It's about them getting a good taste of what God is up to in the world. The next image is different in that it invites us to consider another one of our senses, but it provides a similar insight. It describes those who seek to be godly as light. In a basic sense, light doesn't create anything. Rather, it reveals what is there. And different colors of light will reveal different things about what is visible. Many of us have spent time under a UV or black light, for example. Things that are barely visible under white light are vividly exposed. In a different way, things that are difficult to see under fluorescent light can be seen in bright sunlight. Peterson's translation invites us to think about being God-light kind of people. Those who, when we shine in the world, expose and highlight the reality of God that is already there in full color, ready to be exposed. He continues to point out that God didn't make us lights to be hidden, but to shine brightly. Again, this isn't primarily so that people will see the light. It's so that people will be able to see that which is exposed by the light. When I think about this, I remember just yesterday morning sitting on my back deck drinking a tea. I was struck by how vibrant the blue sky was and the deep and varied greens of different trees. Some of those trees, due to the slight breeze, had a shimmering quality to them as the leaves shook in the breeze. It was beautiful. Why was it beautiful? Because of how the sunlight was shining on them. As I looked at the sky and the trees, I didn't think, look how amazing that light is. And yet, the colorful beauty I did contemplate was only visible because of the light that I almost took for granted. In light of these images, I'm led to contemplate a couple of questions. One is, Am I willing to be overlooked or even take it for granted if God and God's ways in the world are highlighted and people are drawn to Jesus? You know, if food is properly salted, people don't notice the salt. If beauty is lit well, people don't comment on the light. Am I willing to play that kind of role? Another question I contemplate is, how often do I emphasize people being attracted to or coming to the church instead of people being attracted to or coming to Jesus? I think that an unattractive, uninviting church can be a hindrance to people seeing God in the world. But a church that works hard to make itself attractive and cool, that it could grow in numbers and it could grow in buildings and it could grow in budgets, and yet draw so much attention to itself that it fails to illuminate the true God realities in the world. It's easy for churches and Christians to confuse being shiny by the world standards to being a true light in the world. There are so many implications if we take seriously these images. It should lead us to consider our relationship with power and control and those who claim the name of Jesus but quest after power and control. It should lead us to think deeply about what kind of church culture we have and long to create. It should lead us to think about how we view our connections with those in our community who are vulnerable. Ultimately, these images should lead us to ask, how can we always highlight the ways of God in the world? You know, all the things in the world that look like Jesus. These images suggest that our role in the world should be to speak like the psalmist in Psalm 34 when he wrote, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." May we individually and together be those who help that God flavor and those God colors to shine through. Thank you so much for praying for the youth retreat this past weekend. It was an amazing time for all who were there. We are aware of one student who took a huge intentional step to say yes to following Jesus. We celebrate with her, and please be praying for her. Tonight, Tuesday, May 24th, we are having a refugee sponsorship meeting at the church building at 7 p.m. It will also be on Zoom. The Zoom link is on our website under the event page if you want to connect electronically. The agenda isn't long. There are a couple of planning things, and then we mostly need to brainstorm and plan some fundraising efforts. We look forward to seeing you there if you are able to join us. Over the past several weeks, and on Sunday mornings, we've been talking about how Jesus' salvation continued to break into the world as his resurrection reality took root among his disciples. We're transitioning this week to looking at how this new Jesus-centered, spirit-filled family was birthed in the world. I'm looking forward to the next few weeks as we look at the earliest days of the church. But I'm especially excited about having a pre-service communion gathering outside on the church lawn on June 5th. We will gather outside that Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Bring your own lawn chair or blanket if you don't want to stand the whole time or sit on the grass. It's going to be a simple gathering to pray together, to sing a couple of songs a cappella, and to receive communion together. You can bring your own communion elements or use the ones we have at the church. We're going to be done in time so that those who will enjoy the service online can make it home, while those who will be sticking around for the in-person gathering can visit outside for a little bit before heading into the building for the service. I hope to see many of you there for this simple and hopefully special family time together. As you go today, may you bring an awareness of the God flavor and God colors in the world. May you season the world in a wonderful way and shine light on that which is beautiful and true and lovely and admirable in the eyes of God. God bless you as you let your light shine. Go in peace.